30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Come on into my house, everybody. We've thrown the doors wide open a couple hours ago. We got a fresh pot of coffee going. Come on in, sit down. Let's talk a little bit about your house, home, castle, or cabin. It's Rosie on the House. If you've got a question about any project you're trying to tackle around your house, now's a great opportunity to get on board. We've already got people calling in now, filling up the lines. The number is toll-free. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Give us a ring. Let us know what you're up to, what you're trying to get done, and we'll put our remodeling experience to work for you. Been here remodeling and building in Arizona for 45 years. Let's put a little of that experience to work for you. And I've got a close friend, a Rosie-certified remodeler, who drove down from Prescott to join us in studio this morning, Mr. Tom Riley of Renovations. Tom, you've got an interesting story on getting to Arizona.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I left New York, and anybody who has ever lived in a major metropolitan area knows why I left New York, and traveled across the country for a while and ended up at a place called Arcosanti. And I spent the next 5 years there and studying with Solari, working there and working in that. And it was actually a wonderful experience. Wouldn't have traded it for the world.
That'd be when?
1978 through 1983.
That was the very beginning of Cosanti, wasn't it?
No, it actually began 69 up
Arcosanti. Did Arcosanti. It really?
Yeah, okay. Cosanti was a lot before that down here in Scottsdale.
Okay.
But Arcosanti started like 1969-ish, right around that area.
Okay.
So, no, I was the second wave.
All right. Very good. So you come to Arcosanti and work with Mr. Solari, and you're there 10 years?
No, 5 years.
5 years. And then you move over into Prescott and open. Mm-hmm. You're an architect.
An architect and a licensed general contractor.
Yeah. Renovations. What's your line?
Your dream home is right under your feet.
I want to steal that line. That's a great line.
Well, that's all
line.
Right. I use your line. Anything having to do with the house, home, castle, cabin.
Okay. All right. Well, one of the reasons we brought Tom down is we've been on the topic of water all month, and we're actually going to have water treatment specialist in the 10 o'clock hour. And we talk a lot about the Colorado River. You've seen in the press lately a lot of information about are we or aren't we going to go to Tier 1 water conservation and rationing. So I wanted to bring Tom and talk about that, talk about the remodeling and the trends he's seeing up in Yavapai and Coconino County. And we're here to take your call. And, in fact, we've got Larry calling in from Tucson. Tom, why don't you say we'll take Larry and then we'll get into Yavapai water. What are y'all doing for water up in Yavapai County, all right?
You bet.
All right, Larry, good morning and welcome to Rosie on the House.
Hi, Rosie. How you guys doing today?
Yeah, really well, really well.
Good. I have a question about roof coatings. During one of the storms we had down here last month, I developed a little leak in the roof, and we got that fixed. But my roof is going to need recoating. It's a flat roof, and currently it has the aluminized coating on it.
Right.
And the contractor said he would recommend putting the aluminized back on because that's what it has. Now, we've lived here for quite a while, and my wife and I are going to probably downsize in about 4 or 5 years. So my question is, does it make sense to just go ahead and put the aluminized on? Or would it be better to go and put the white coating on and save a little bit in energy?
We kind of invented that aluminum thinking it was saving energy, and we actually found out that it wasn't. The white, like you say, does actually reflect a lot more heat than the aluminum coating we put on. But, you know, Larry, you're going to be there another 4 or 5 years. I don't know that it's going to make a big difference in return on investment. I mean, you and your wife live in a house that's how big?
It's, 2,500 square feet in the house, and okay. Then we've got a 3-car garage and a patio cover.
Okay.
That'll be coated also.
And y'all are year-round residents in Tucson?
Yes, we are.
And you keep the thermostat at what temperature in the summer?
Generally in the summer, we keep it down around 78
okay.
in the daytime, and we drop it down to 74 at night.
Yeah, and you're pushing high summer bills of about $320, $340 bucks?
Generally about 260 to 280.
Yeah, you're doing great. You know, so the color of the roof isn't going to make any difference on your electric bill at all. You're managing your consumption perfectly. So if you've got a contractor you trust that's been out to the property, looked at it and said, let's just coat it with aluminum like you got, I say go with the recommendation.
Okay, yeah, we've had this guy. He coated it 10 years ago, and actually the contractor we use is the guy that put the roof on the house back in 96. So we trust him. He does a good job.
Yeah, I'd go with his recommendation. Larry, we appreciate the call.
But don't hang up. We want to know who that roofer is.
That's right, yeah. Who's been around that long that you've been able to trust, so...
I was going to say, I don't envy those types of situations. I've always looked for, you know, if you're going to do something, you do it right, you get it done, and it's long term. But if you're only going to be there a few more years, well, yeah, but don't leave a dump for the next person to inherit a money pit.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just can't afford to. It can be a hard situation.
And coded right, that could get him another 10 or 15 years easily. I mean, Tucson is the roof coating capital of the universe. It really is. I mean, there are what, I think two roof coating manufacturers there?
I mean, at least.
They will coat a roof and get another 10 or 15 years out of it when anywhere else it would just come off. And they put a new roof on. So you've got the guy for the job, Larry. He's did the roof originally. You trusted him. He's been there, recommended, refinished it 10 years ago. Just go with it. There you go. All right, we're here in studio with Mr. Tom Riley from Renovations, the Rosie Certified Remodeling Contractor up in Prescott. We were talking a little bit about how Tom got to Prescott, a great story. But I wanted to bring Tom in to talk a bit about you've been on Prescott City Council.
Yes.
You've been with the building department with the county. I mean, planning and zoning. So you're kind of in the know up there. What's your water condition in Yavapai County? I can remember not too long ago there was a huge issue in Chino Valley that was being all re-adjudicated and everything. Are y'all okay with water in Yavapai?
Yes, we are. To put it simply, and it's not easy. I mean, there's the level of conservation that people have been using within the city of Prescott and in the surrounding area is pretty. It's been very, very good. The gallons per day consumption is actually down from when I was on city council. I think it's in the 130 gallons per person per day is what the consumption is, whereas down here you guys are probably three times that. Nevertheless,
that's hard to fathom that.
You look it up at least 2.5 times.
Yeah.
At least 2.5 times. And that's all consumption. That's manufacturing as well as, you know, swimming pools, all that kind of stuff. Nevertheless, in Yavapai County, it's not like down here. Down here, y'all got SRP, Salt River Project, and they pretty much have done a spectacular job at being able to secure massive water resources for the Phoenix and Maricopa County for their service area. They started back in the early 1900s, and we have some water rights in the Yavapai County, stream flows and things like that, washes, that the water belongs to SRP once it hits the wash. And that's pretty much the way that it goes. And, you know, in Yavapai, though, most of our water comes from groundwater, and also in Prescott area comes from groundwater as well as conservation things. We recycle a lot of our water. You know, the sewer water comes down to the plants, gets treated to at least a tertiary level, and then that is used for irrigation and stuff and sent out to a lot of different places. Most of the golf courses are all using treated effluent for their irrigation, things like that. So that's, you know, the water's not lost. And using those conservation methods has really helped. But there are so many different sources of water. City of Prescott has theirs. Prescott Valley has theirs. Chino Valley is working off of the City of Prescott supplies Chino Valley. Dewey Humboldt Mayor does not have a particular water source. They are either using Prescott Valley or they have their own wells, just like Yavapai County in general. most of the water comes from wells, you know, and wells are usually outside the active management area. And those wells, you know, you buy yourself a piece of property, drill a hole in the ground, put a pump down there, and start pumping up your water. And that's they're unregulated, you know, other than the fact that you register them. And so that's where a lot of the straws in the ground, we used to call them, the little straws in the ground.
Yeah, it surprises me that you can just purchase property and get a permit and drill a well. I know, if I recall right, I've checked my memory here, but it was, I believe, in the late 70s, early 80s, they wanted to start restricting water well drilling, make it a lot harder to poke all these little straws in the ground. And if my memory serves me right, it was Sam Steiger that put a stop to all that and said, we don't need to regulate water well drilling. Is my memory close?
Pretty close. I think Sam was one of many voices in that thing. That was the 1980 Groundwater Act.
Yeah.
And that's what started what they call active management areas. Most of you in Maricopa County are in an active management area, just as Prescott is in an active management area. Inside the active management area in Prescott, Chino Valley, that area, it's very, very restrictive as to what you can do and what you can't do with water. You have to prove a 100-year supply of water to be able to put in subdivisions, things like that.
I've always wanted to see one of those reports that proved 100 years. How do you prove a 100-year water supply for a major subdivision?
Reports? Sure. And it's pretty straightforward science and math. I mean, it is if this is your gallons consumption per day on the average in this particular area right now, you know, then if you're going to put in that's per person per day, you have so many people living in a home, you know, it's math.